Ghosts are everywhere.
We are talking about ghosts.
Whoa, way to lead with what exactly we're doing. Spot on. We are talking about ghosts.
I really want to let the people know right off the bat what we're doing today.
Yeah, you said no airs of mystery. We want to make it clear what we are here to do.
You know, sometimes we like fool around on this podcast. Mm. We get a little silly, but this is a serious episode. And we're exclusively talking about ghosts and nothing else. And we're doing it in a very serious manner.
Very serious time. Oh, you even cleared your throat. It's so serious.
It's because my throat is fucked.
Is it because you're dying?
It's because I'm dying, I think.
Oh, God.
No, my voice has been, you know, coming in and out. I'm still a little under the weather, I suppose.
Oh, dear. Yeah, oh, look, after your ordeal.
My tickets for uninvited guests. They just popped up on my computer.
They just popped by. Well, don't have to tell me twice.
Oh, my God.
Well, before we jump into what that's all about, I'm Carly.
I'm Cecilia.
And like Cecilia. You already said... Oh, my God. This mess of a show is called Ghosts Are Everywhere.
No, it's serious.
It's very serious and it's not a mess. And uninvited guests, since you brought it up, I didn't bring it up, is a show. If you're listening to this very release week, this show, Uninvited Guests, is a show next week in person that you can come and see if you're in Toronto. If you are in the Toronto area, our theater company, Afterlife Theater, is doing a show called Uninvited Guests, which is an original piece that Pal of the Pod, Patrick, and I have created and are performing. And it's next week a workshop reading of the first two parts of that show. Mm-hmm. We, to great reception in Hamilton in March, did the very first part of that show. We're very grateful for that as a part of the Frostbites Festival. And are now, thanks to Space Based Revolution, which is an organization, a business in Toronto that is amazing. Because of their scholarship program, we are have been given the opportunity to present it in two parts next Friday at the Attic Studio. And so, if you would like to buy yourself a little ticket and come and see some theater called Uninvited Guests, which is a horror comedy. Surprise, surprise. It's a horror comedy about the violence of land acknowledgements. To boil it down to its bare, whatever it is, that's what it is.
It's about...
So that's interesting to you.
It's
you can
about
come see that.
One of the spookiest topics. Colonialism.
Ooh. Honestly? Yeah, honestly, one of the spookiest topics we could think of.
Also, Carly, what about uninvited ghosts?
Oh!
Ever thought about that? Huh?
I have thought about that quite a bit. And I would argue that most ghosts are uninvited, I think.
I would invite a ghost. If there's a seance, then they're invited.
That's true. If they're asked for by name or by invitation, I would
sometimes
say that you and
summoned.
I are constantly inviting ghosts.
Yeah.
Because we ask ourselves every week about them.
Yeah.
In general.
We ask
but
ourselves,
I don't
we
think
ask each
as
other.
A whole, they're incredibly invited, you know?
Uninvited ghosts. It really makes you think and ponder. Carly, you are the number one Meatloaf fan. You Meatloaf Mondays.
I have an award for it.
My new like pump up playlist on my way to work to wake me up is just like any Jim Steinman
excellent
content. I just keep listening to it's all coming back to me now, the Celine Dion song.
Yes. Like, it's so good.
I've listened to it like 10 times in the past 2 days.
Oh my god, are you me? What's happening?
I don't know. I just like, I maybe like 2 or 3 days ago, it just like came on in the morning and I was like, fuck, this slaps so hard. And I just like,
it gets you going.
I think I listened to it like on my way to work, on my way home, maybe like a little bit later. I was do it like before work and then on my way to work and then on my way home and then like maybe put it on at work. Like, just like, no, this like is so good.
Oh my god.
Song recommendation. And I just like,
great.
I found a Spotify playlist that was like just Jim Steinman greatest hits. And I was like, all right.
Okay. You're like, this is correct.
So it includes a lot of Your Pal Meatloaf, of course.
Yeah, my guy. The one, the only. Yeah. He's the guy. It probably has also a lot of like Bonnie Tyler. She's a lady.
Yeah,
Meatloaf.
Of course. Yeah, she's Lady Meatloaf. And we love her too. We love.
Mm-hmm. She's the best.
Yeah, she is holding up her hero, and we respect that.
You know what? She should. As she should. Yeah,
it's so good. So good.
Might I interest you in a deep cut meatloaf?
Yes,
that
please.
I was very much obsessed with, and honestly, always am obsessed with because I always never remember it exists. I go, oh, yeah. It's a Dead Ringer for Love with Cher.
Oh my god, no, I was listening to that too. Because that was on the playlist.
Okay,
so I was like, wait, what? Meatloaf has a song with Cher? Of course he does. It's also good. I really love You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth. And just the
fact
the beginning is just crazy. Because it's just the weird little whisper like, dialogue.
Poetry.
The weird whisper dialogue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
it's
wait, what
perfect.
Did he say? He's like, will you let the devil bite you in
on
the moonlight
on a hot summer night?
On a hot summer night,
yeah. Would you offer your throat to the wolf?
And he's like, but no, I just like die. When he's like, I bet you say that to all the boys. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's
why. Who is she saying that to?
Yeah, literally.
Who do you think?
It's my
it's
favorite
so
song. That was my bow song last year for Meatless Loaf. Was that song without the weird wolf poetry at the beginning? Because it didn't have the same theatrical impact.
For that
you
should
have. But
you should have started. You should have started Meatless Loaf with that whisper thing.
I
should just like lights down, silence on a hot summer night. Would you offer your throat?
It's so good. Yeah, my I actually have didn't realize that this is my legacy, but it's been my new legacy. I've met some people in the Hamilton Theater community this year who are like, oh, you're the Meatloaf girl. Literally. And I was like,
that's
me, because of my solo show that I did, Meatless Loaf.
You're the Meatloaf girl.
I hadn't considered in doing that show that's how people would know me, but I love that my reputation as Meatloaf girl precedes me now.
This is your legacy.
Yeah. And you know what? It's soon to be yours because you are picking up what I've been
putting
down.
It up. I'm eating the meatloaf. I am grabbing a big fat slice of meatloaf and
chomp chomp.
I fucking love it. It's just so like dramatic. I love it. It's so funny.
It is.
It's great.
It's so funny. It's camp as hell.
It's so camp. Yeah. And then we got the Celine Dion meatloaf song. Which is
it's a great song,
so dramatic, and apparently inspired by Wuthering Heights. So it's the second Wuthering Heights song that I can just like put on and feel like so dramatic about it.
Yeah, you can pretend you're on the moors.
Yes, I can, and I love
in
that.
The wind.
I love that. That's the vibe that I want to have sometimes.
As you should. I would say though, the best version of that song is the version that Meatloaf did on American Idol with Catherine McPhee, and it was the first time he ever sang that song live.
Oh my god,
it was iconic. It's iconic.
Which song?
You have to watch it. It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they sang it as a duet, and it's incredible. It's incredible.
It's so good.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen Dead Ringer for Love, the music video for it, it's beyond.
Oh hell yeah.
You would love it. You need to see it.
Yeah.
You need to see it, honestly, while we're recording this podcast. That's how I feel about it.
Like, I'm just going
to
watch it.
Important to me that you see it very soon. I think it's pertinent.
I love that. I mean, Cher is my favorite actor, so.
I know that. Fernando. That moment.
Fernando.
Burned in everyone's brain forever.
I know. It's great. I love her. She makes
There was something in the air that night.
She makes everything good. Everything that Cher touches turns to gold.
She's Midas, baby.
Queen. Yeah, so this Cher is a serious president. This is a serious episode in which we only talk about ghosts.
Yeah, we're only speaking about ghosts completely. All the time, forever, and right now especially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how everyone likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? It's wild. Ooh. It's absolutely spring outside. Can we just mention that real quick?
Fucking summer outside, Carly.
It's summer, actually.
I was wearing shorts today and also yesterday. I walk through Trinity Bellwoods on my way to and from work, and it is nature is healing. All of the people in their 20s and 30s are in Trinity Bellwoods. All of them are sitting and having park dates and drinking park beers, and I did so yesterday.
Nice. That's how you know that it is the time of year.
Yeah.
Where everything can happen and life is back.
If I am drinking an Arizona hard iced tea in Trinity Bellwoods Park,
that's when you know abundance has returned once again to the city.
That's when you know that it is time to return to our regularly scheduled programming. We don't have to be depressed anymore.
That's right. We can all turn off our sad lamps and open the blinds.
Yes.
Because it's summer, baby.
It's summer, apparently. It just, like, happened. Apparently it's not lasting that long, but we'll take it. It's not supposed to get back to, like, really cold. Just a little bit.
That's good, because we had a winter from hell.
What a fucking time. I hated it.
It was the most winter we've had in, like, like 70 years or something weird. Like,
Yeah,
and that's not even me being dramatic.
No, it actually was.
It actually was really horrible. Yeah. But you know what's never horrible to us, Cecilia?
Ghosts? That's a lie. They're horrible to us sometimes. They're really scary. Sometimes they're scary.
They're terrifying.
Carly.
But we like to talk about them, and it's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
Ish. It's fun. We like it.
It's not always nice. Sometimes it's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, the stories can be horrible, but we like the act of sharing the stories. That's what is fun for us.
Sharing the stories is not horrible. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Correct. Yeah. In the content, maybe horrible, but we like the activity and the ritual of it, so we will continue to do it.
We shall.
Yeah. And today is a choose-your-own-adventure from yours truly. I chose a thing, and I'm gonna talk about it.
Woo! Let's go.
Are you ready for this?
No.
Do you want to guess where in the world we're going today?
Okay, we are going to New Zealand.
Hey, that you swung big and you missed big, but you know it was good.
Fuck.
It's on that side, kind of, but
okay.
Not really.
Thailand.
Nope.
Okay, I'm gonna stop. You can tell
me. One more. Give me one more.
Okay,
and see if you can get it.
One more. We're gonna go to Hong Kong.
No. That's okay. It's Romania.
Romania. Okay, that's where Dracula lives.
Hey, maybe yes, maybe no. It's so it's not exactly where you said, but
that's where Hotel Transylvania is.
That's exactly where Hotel Transylvania is.
That's my Dracula.
Honestly, he's the Dracula and all Dracula's.
Animated Adam
Sandler. Other more Drax.
Animated Adam Sandler Dracula is my Dracula, and that's the hill that I will die on.
He has the longest limbs in the world.
He's so long. He's so Adam Sandler.
It's like Adam Sandler out Adam Sandler'd himself with that one.
And
it's
we
the
stand.
Best. We absolutely stan.
And we love
a trilogy for the ages. One of the greats.
We love when everybody that stays at the hotel decides that they need a vacation from their vacation and they go on a cruise.
They all go together. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason for it except that
they need
they
vacation.
Don't want to be on their vacation. They want to be on a different vacation.
Yeah, they don't want to stay at the Hotel Transylvania. They want to go on a cruise. Mm-hmm.
They want to go on a cruise.
Anyway, what were you going to tell me about?
Underwater cruise. I am about to tell you about Romania, specifically Corvin Castle.
That's not Dracula's Hotel Transylvania. Castle.
It's vibes. Nestled in Romania, specifically in the southwestern Transylvanian mountains,
oh my God,
lies one of the largest and most spectacular castles in Europe.
Okay.
Corvin Castle is a Gothic Renaissance castle on the Hungarian-Romanian border, sometimes referred to as Hunyad or Hunedoara Castle. Hmm. I'm not going to say this right. I don't speak Romanian, but I'm going to try. Because I was reading some Romanian. Honestly, it looks a lot like Italian until it looks like Russian.
Did you know that Romanian...
Or like Polish.
Romanian is a like a romance language.
It's I know. That's, the other I one. I know, but I never trust it. Because I won't. When I've heard it, it sounds like, you know, like Polish or something. But I cannot... Yeah. I'm not the one for me.
It's like the one that everyone forgets about. You're like, well, the obvious ones, mm-hmm. like Italian, French, Spanish. But then you're like, also, Romanian. They're like, oh.
Romanian.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like romance meets Eastern Europe. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's super cool.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be opposed to learning it, but I don't know it now, and so some of this is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Sorry to my Romanian brethren. That's all. It's almost as if this castle, Cecilia, has been plucked perfectly from the pages of an actual fairy tale.
Is it one of beautiful. The ones that's like on a hill and like
when you picture think of medieval castle Renaissance Gothic, that's the castle you're picturing.
Corvin Castle,
guaranteed. Corvin Castle, Corvin Castle, guaranteed. That's what you're picturing. Yeah, literally, it's Stunisha. It's Gorge. Mm-hmm. It's the one. You know,
it's like I think a dragon would be flying above it and like.
Literally, yeah, storybook. Like, she's the girl.
Long bridge to it.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah. Girl.
Yeah, she is the moment.
Look at this. I'm going to show you a picture through my fucking screen, but look at that shit. Wow.
It's beautiful. I've been saying, when you picture a castle and you're seven, that's what you're picturing.
Yeah, no, literally. Okay.
But, like with most things, in the famous words of one Alex Russo, everything is not what it seems.
Carly said that I wouldn't get that joke.
Did you get it?
Is she the one from Wizards of Waverly Place?
You did get it.
I got it. I don't remember.
You don't know it enough to care.
I don't know it enough. Like, I don't know it enough to be like, oh my God, I get it. I'm like, oh, is that from that show that I've seen a couple
episodes
of?
Yeah, she sings, it's in the theme song. She sings, everything is not what it seems.
Oh, yeah. Is she Selena Gomez? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get this. But, like she said, everything is not what it seems, and the castle actually holds a pretty dark past.
Vampires?
I don't know. In 1446, the leader, not king, of Transylvania, though he was, like, I think he was the regent at one point. Okay. There's a lot about this. And I got too into it, and then I was like, I don't care about this. So I stopped reading.
It's too confusing.
King, but he's basically the king.
Okay.
Also. But he's not the king.
Okay.
He's, like, the head of the government. Okay, anyways.
In 1446?
The not king of Transylvania. In 1446.
Damn, okay.
John Hunyadi ordered the construction of the castle. The castle's location was chosen specifically as it was the site of a ruined fortress of a former king of Hungary.
Hmm.
In the days of its construction, the borders were different, and it was built in Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
So this was, it's now Romania, it was Hungary in those days. On a hill overlooking the Zlasti River.
Did you say this guy was the not king of Hungary?
The not king of Transylvania.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, mm-hmm. Hungary, Transylvania.
Yes.
Yes.
But he was specifically Transylvania.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. That was his job title. Mm-hmm. The castle is made up of three distinct areas, the Knight's Hall, the Diet Hall, and the Circular Stairway. The Diet Hall was used for ceremonies or formal receptions, whereas the Knight's Hall was for feasting, which is where you would be able to find us, probably.
Yeah. I want to feast. Give me some...
We want to feast away.
Whatever in Romanians
the Knight's
eat.
Hall?
Give me, like, a pig with an apple in its mouth.
A soup. They probably have good soup.
Oh, yeah. A stew. Like,
do they have a cabbage soup?
Like a borscht like cabbage or something? Soup.
Yeah, almost. More like, yeah, I think so. They probably have do they have pierogies?
Ooh, what I hope so.
What's Romanian food?
I don't know.
Is Romanian, am I just imagine, I'm just describing Polish food, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think we're picturing, like, Polish food.
Right?
Okay,
what is Romanian food? I don't have enough Romanian friends.
Food. I don't know if I have any Romanian friends. Okay, so they have a cabbage rolls.
Okay, so we're not too far off with the cabbage. We were right.
This one's like a polenta.
Oh, is it? I've seen like I'm looking and I'm seeing like three different soups.
Meat
They're like
rolls.
Fish soup. Yum. Oh, I'm seeing something called zakuska, which is a Romanian vegetable spread, which sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yum! I want to learn how to make that. Give it to me. Yum, 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 yum.
Beef salad? It looks real nasty. Nice. It looks basically like, yeah, Eastern European. Like, some of it looks kind of gross.
It looks like the language. It looks like some of it is, like, Romance Italian-ish. And then a bunch of it is Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
I like a good cabbage roll. I should make some cabbage rolls.
Cabbage rolls are so classic. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you going to do, not eat a cabbage roll?
I mean, they usually have meat in them, Carly, so be careful.
I like cabbage rolls. My mom makes them for me, and they don't have meat in them.
Whatever this is, which looks like Jell-O with meat and eggs in it.
Oh! I'm scared. Okay,
it's
now
like
we've...
It's a meat Jell-O. It looks nasty.
Oh, God. We've ridden the what do we eat in Romania train too long now. We need to leave the Knight's Hall.
We don't want any meat Jell-O.
Meat Jell-O is too far.
I'll try the meat Jell-O. I'll have a bite.
Okay, you can try it for both of us.
Okay.
Let us know.
Yeah.
So, by 1480, after undergoing additions, this building, with its stunning finishes, was considered one of the most impressive structures in all of Eastern Europe.
Wow.
No surprise, because
I love
her.
I can see it.
Right? Also, it at one point became the castle of the, and I quote from directly from their website, the most brilliant king of medieval Hungary, Matija Corvin. Which is where the name Corvin Castle comes from. Maybe Matija, but I don't know. It doesn't have two T's, so it's not Italian, so I don't know. Matija Corvin.
That's an Italian thing, the two T's.
Yeah. But then I can figure out where the stress is easier.
Matija, I don't know. I don't speak like Romanian.
Matija Corvin. If it was two T's, I would know it's Matija.
Matija.
Matija Corvin. Anyways. It doesn't matter. It's Romanian and it's not Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't speak Romanian.
Sure
so,
is. Is Mateo.
Mateo. No. That's a different. That's Spanish now.
Mm.
Okay. Over the centuries, more was added to the structure, including additional towers in the 17th century. However, in 1854, a fire caused by lightning, Cecilia.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Caught alight all the wooden elements of the castle, save one thing.
Mm.
Save the 500-year-old door to the dungeons.
Oh, shit. I thought you were going to say, like, a cross or something. Like, this is some weird religious thing. Like, the cross.
The Lord has saved it. Yeah, the Lord saved torture, apparently.
The cross did not burn. Oh, yeah, the Lord said, the dungeon, she's safe.
They said, we like that.
Torture is actually cool.
The castle took 40 years to restore, after all that, to about what we can see today.
What year did you say now, that was in?
That was in 1854, okay. when the wood burnt. Like, it wasn't all of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of the wood elements didn't, were lost.
The door didn't burn.
No, not the 500-year-old door. She said, staying.
That door was not coming down.
Uh-uh.
You couldn't let the prisoners out of the dungeon.
The door, very important. Mm-hmm. Very importante. So now we have a general idea of where we can picture it. It's stunning, beautiful.
Transylvania.
Angelista. Transylvania. Now let's get an idea of what went on.
Vampire?
So one of the largest historical uses of Corvin Castle is that it was a prison.
Ooh.
A particularly horrible prison, cool. Cecilia. Are you ready for one of the prison legends?
Let's go, bitch. I was drinking my tea. Right.
You had to get ready. One of the prison legends is that in the 15th century, a well was to be dug in the castle yard by the chapel.
Ah, yes, a well. That always goes well.
You know, always goes very well. Very when there's a well.
Mm-hmm. We never have any well issues on this podcast.
No, we love it. We feel very well speaking about wells.
Well content, historically very chill.
The chillest. Three Turkish prisoners were recruited for the job of digging the well. And the castle's overlord himself promised the men freedom if they dug until they reached good water.
Okay.
There, he was like, you make me a well, I let you go.
What if they reached bad water?
Pretty good deal. Well, I mean, like, usable water, which I'm assuming they knew was down there.
Stinky water.
If you get gross poo-poo water, none for you.
If the water smells funny, you stay in the dungeon.
You don't get it. Bye. Mm-hmm. Much of the excavation was brutal and through solid stone. They were really had to get into it.
How, in those days, how did they get through the solid stone? They just have, like, pickaxes and just fucking hacking at it?
Probably. And, like, maybe, I don't know, when was the, like, hand drill invented? Maybe they had hand drills. Maybe. You know? They had ways. They had ways.
I don't really know about the history of tools.
Me neither. I was thinking about, what's that story? The Pennsylvania, the railway one with the guy, the strong guy. John Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe they had like John Henry style tools where they had the big stick and then the one, and the guy on the other end hits it and it drills it away.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Right? I mean, that's like, those are pretty universal tools. Yeah. They would have had those. Okay, then.
Yeah, they have some shit like that. Yeah. It's hard work.
I mean, it's not ideal. Yeah. They didn't have like a hydraulic drill. Like, they didn't have like
dynamite to fucking blast it.
Right? No, because if they did, it would have taken them as long as 15 years, Cecilia, to dig the well.
Holy shit.
Which is what it took them.
They're like, we'll get out, but at what cost?
At what cost? 15 years.
Jesus.
And they completed the task. They found water. All right. They did it. Water was reached at a depth of about 100 meters. So that's how far down they dug.
Damn.
And well, how did they which is like the length that? Of four swimming pools.
Like, how did they go down and come back up? They go like to the pulley.
I don't have any questions.
You just fucking throw them down. I have so many questions. Okay. They did it. Good for them. They did it. I don't really understand the logistics, but congratulations. Right.
But they did it. But Cecilia, while they had been digging, because remember, they had been digging for 15 years.
Yeah, for a long fucking time.
The castle guy died.
The castle guy?
John, who promised to free them, died.
Shit. Did he, like, tell anybody?
They made the agreement with.
Did he tell anybody, like, hey, man, if I die, you gotta let these guys out? Yeah. They just built a fucking deep as well.
Right? Mm-hmm. You know what? He did. Mm-hmm. And the person he told was his wife.
Okay.
But she didn't give a fuck.
Damn.
She said, uh-uh. And his wife, Elizabetta, felt that she didn't care to uphold the agreement of the water for freedom. and the men were kept imprisoned.
Girl, that's rude. They did so much for you.
I know, right? Usually when we talk about women, we're like, yeah, get it, girl. But this girl was not. No. She's not in the right.
She's girl bossing too hard, and she needs to be stopped.
She girl bossed the freedom away from three men. Yeah. That's never okay.
Yeah.
You can't girl boss so hard you take people's freedom, you know?
Yeah, no.
That's, like, really where the line is. Yeah. At the end of the day. And so it was really bad. And one of the prisoners supposedly wrote, "You have water, but no soul," on the well, on the wall near the well.
All right. Which
cursed it.
Okay.
Cursed the well. And apparently, Turkish tourists sometimes throw coins in the well to honor the prisoners. Okay. Though, the phrase that was written, specialists now say, it actually says, "He who wrote this inscription is Hassan, who lives as a slave of the Jors in the fortress near the church."
Damn.
So, either way, very bad.
Either like, way, not an ideal situation. Way,
not good at all. Yeah, like, either it was a Turkish curse of "you have no water but no soul," or it was this, you know, also stolen man who was a slave to, like, you know, the Christian people, but because of the church, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, not good either way.
Not cool, man. Mm-mm.
Something else tourists are told is that Corvin Castle, remember how you were asking about Dracula?
Mm-hmm.
Tourists are told that Corvin Castle is the place that Vlad the Impaler was held prisoner.
Okay.
He apparently kept himself alive while he was there by eating rats.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's not what the vampire is supposed to do. That's what the fucking, that's what Renfield's supposed to do.
I know. Well, tour guides there claim he lost his mind there and came up with his whole impaling thing because that's how he would, that's what he would do to the rats.
Oh, that's chill. That's just really showing that prison works. And that locking people up never has consequences.
No, it's like a really good thing.
It's a chill, cool idea. It's a and we great should choice. Keep doing it.
And it really shows our personal position on prison reform, which, of course, is that look at the evidence. Prison does what it's supposed to do.
If they hadn't have imprisoned Vlad, he would never have been an impaler. He never would have inspired vampire lore, and we might not have Dracula to be talking about. We might not have Adam Sandler Dracula taking all of his monster pals on a cruise if it weren't for prisons.
Exactly. And so the writing, you know, it's on the wall in rat blood. It's, you know, prison equals things that everyone loves.
Prison is cool and chill.
Which includes and is not limited to what we do in the shadows, you know? Yes. Like, so, and also Dracula.
So, specifically Adam Sandler Dracula. More prisons.
That's that's our big takeaway today. And if you've been here before, you know that we've said it once, we've said it twice. Prison ain't that nice.
But it's cool, and it inspires impalements.
Yeah, we really love sharp things, so we're big proponents of them.
Very creative.
Oh, God. Yeah, sharp things in that it's a pen, and you need to sign for prison reform. Okay. So, it is because of this supposed connection to Vladdy that some even credit Cecilia Corvin Castle as being the inspiration for Dracula's castle in the Bram Stoker classic.
Ooh, okay.
Though it's almost entirely untrue, because he wrote himself what he was inspired by or where he dreamed Dracula's castle to be, and it's not this castle.
Yeah.
And if you look up, like, Dracula Castle, this isn't the one. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a whole other Dracula castle in the area. Yeah. What is certainly true is that a good deal many people suffered torturously within the walls of Corfin Castle. Mm-hmm. In fact, there is a torture chamber that can be found in the castle dungeons. Remember that big door? Had to lead somewhere.
Yeah, I remember the big door. How could I forget the big door?
Complete with torture devices.
Cool.
Including a particularly harrowing one. The bear pit.
Ew, what?
This is where prisoners sentenced to death or deemed no longer useful would be tossed into to be devoured alive by the hungry bears kept within.
There's bears in there? This is... PETA would not be happy about this.
Get PETA on the case, get baby. PETA on they this. Would not have let this fly.
You shouldn't just have bears locked up like that. That's fucking rude. Yeah,
hungry bears.
No.
Yeah. We didn't like it when there was the dancing bear in Pocahontas 2. Imagine how we feel about the bear pit.
Also, I don't know. Don't feed people to bears. It's not nice.
It's not great. And also, most bears don't eat people.
I don't love it. Because they're so hungry.
Yeah, they're forced to.
Damn.
That's how hungry they are. Most they're bears, like, eat bears. Eat berries.
They eat bears?
No, they eat berries. And honey. And they say things like, tut, tut. Time for something sweet. You know?
Most bears eat marmalade and wear little hats and get into hijinks and go to prison and advocate for prison reform.
I love that it can always find its way back to Paddington.
Always. We love
that. We were trying to find its way to Winnie the Pooh, but we made it to Paddington real
you
fast.
You were trying to find your way to Winnie the Pooh, but I said, guess
I
what?
I know.
We have another bear that is very important to me.
You said another high-profile bear.
I'm like, I don't know. I can think of another bear from deepest Peru.
He's always on the brain.
My good pal.
Paddington. Oh, this is 2 weeks in a row, I think, that Paddington's made it on the podcast.
Oh, probably.
Well, because last week, I think I told you that Paddington 3 is coming out.
Oh, yeah! Okay, Paddington 3. Fucking love it.
So,
let's go.
Another reminder, in case you missed last week's episode. Go. Paddington 3 is coming out. Soon to be another strong trilogy.
Of course.
A strong trilogy for the books.
Oh my god, Paddington
Can't
3.
Can't wait.
What will it be about? We just don't know.
It's going to be amazing, though.
Will make me cry.
Paddington.
We love him.
The best. So, especially considering things like, you know, the bear pit, it's no surprise that many claim Corvin Castle to be haunted.
Yeah, no shit. So, was the bear pit, like, a real thing?
Yeah.
Fuck. Because I know a lot of
Pretty
things,
sure.
like... like medieval torture stuff is just like fake.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, is it possible it was like a thing they did like a couple times and then they were like, that's enough of that. Probably. Yeah, maybe.
Well, yeah.
But like, I think about like, for example, this is completely not the same, but like Russia, Catherine the Great, her husband, they all had bears and shit. They were like, dance, bear.
Yeah.
And then they were like,
nice.
That's the end of that. Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't maybe happen every day, but if it happened even once, that's already too many times.
They should dance if they want to dance.
That's right. And they should be left to do it in the woods, if they would like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the moonlight, in a circle, like the magic witch bears they are. Mm-hmm. Just... bears dancing, like Brother Bear. They love to dance.
Oh my god! Don't bring up Brother Bear.
I can't. I already thought about it.
Don't do it.
I love don't Brother Bear.
Do it.
Oh, Celia, you had to become a bear to become a bear to become a man.
Carly,
it's
go back
so
to the
excellent.
Story. Don't think about Brother
okay,
Bear.
Okay, sorry,
don't
I'm
think
back.
About him.
I'm back.
Don't think about him.
I can't think about Brother Bear mm-hmm. right now. Celia's not letting me.
No.
So, Corvin Castle is haunted. We get it. One place that's heavily haunted within the castle is one of the towers. No surprise. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the Capisantro Tower is haunted by a monk.
Okay.
And he, and I got a lot of my information today from thelittlehouseofhorrors.com, Wikipedia, wanderingcrystal.com, and castellulcorvinilor.ro, which is the castle's website.
Castellulcorvinilor. Okay.
Yeah. It's in Romanian, but it's
yes.
there.
Uh-huh.
So the monk was sentenced to death because he had been caught spying on a nobleman in the council room.
Ooh,
so, did they throw him into the perfectly good bear pit? No! Cecilia?
Yes?
Do you want to know what they did to the monk?
Do they have a bee pit?
Ooh, that would be good. No. It's something we know
Carly,
well about.
Did they brick the monk in?
They bricked the monk in, Cecilia.
Okay.
Yeah, the monk was bricked in the wall where he slowly died.
For spying on someone? They're like, you want to listen to some shit, bitch? We're going to put you in the wall. You want to be a
yeah,
fly
like,
in the wall?
Listen forever, bitch. Mm-hmm. Your punishment? Forever listening.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
And so, some people attribute the eerie feeling of being watched that people feel within the tower
mm-hmm.
to be that of the monk.
Okay.
Who watches within the wall forever.
Ah! Okay, monk.
Mm! Yuck. And throughout the castle, I mean, folks have experienced the classic things like apparitions, mm-hmm. shadow figures, orbs. They've heard like disembodied screaming, heard footsteps, you know, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
People have also even been touched by unseen hands, and like feelings of dread have washed over people. On a particularly awful occasion, tourists found themselves locked in after hours at Corvin Castle. And at first it was fun. Until it was not. Because when the doors opened in the morning, the following day, they were found bruised, beaten, and absolutely terrified.
Oh, shit. Were they locked in on purpose or by accident? Did they just, like, lock up and leave them there? Or was this like a, we're gonna sleep over and see what happens?
I think it was framed a bit like maybe it was a cheeky, like, oh, like, let's try and sneak in and stay. Like,
okay.
Let's try to evade people and then we'll stay over and it'll be a silly thing we did.
Okay.
A little prank thing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they got their just desserts.
They got fucked up.
Because they described being tormented by an unseen force that tortured them all
night. Oh, my God.
Long.
Was it Vlad?
Maybe.
Was he poking?
He's just getting some practice in. So I would say visit Corvin Castle. It's super cute. It's super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe visit with a guide in the mm-hmm. day.
Yeah, maybe don't.
Or for like an event.
Stay overnight.
You know? Yeah. Don't, poked. You know, try to go to the bear pit by yourself. Just putting that out there, you know?
Is there still a bear in the bear pit?
There better not be. Oh, my God. Unless it's a ghost bear.
Maybe.
I didn't read about a ghost bear.
You didn't hear any reports
then
of
again,
ghost
I,
bears?
I didn't read Romanian, so.
That's true.
I only read a little bit of the Romanian, mm-hmm. let's be honest.
Yeah.
Read mostly the English stuff on it.
Yeah.
So, to get all the all the good stories, I'm sure you'd have to go in person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
And that, my friends, is Corvin Castle of Romania.
Wow, it has it all. Dracula.
I know.
Bears. Monks getting bricked in.
Bricked in? When I read that, I was like, it's like we wrote this story.
This is
it
like...
It feels like...
bingo card. Let me see if we get bingo on this one.
If you're playing Ghost River or Bingo along with today, did you get a bingo? If you're getting Ghost River
or Bingo, then we did it all this time. Yeah, so I think there's a well in there. Let me see.
There's a well. Yep.
I got a lock on my Instagram that makes me wait for it to open, so.
Oh.
Go wait. Okay.
That's funny.
I'm in. Okay, let's see. Where's my bingo? Bingo. Okay. Bingo.
You can find the bingo on our Instagram at Ghosts Are Everywhere.
So we got vampires. We got unexplained footsteps, voices, etc. We got bricked in. It is a choose your own episode. There is a well.
Wow.
I'm sure there was a bad pun in there at some point. There's a lot in here that we did.
Oh, we made a bunch of well puns. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's
yep. That's right.
Wow. It's got it all.
Well,
it's got it all. Okay.
Is it a bingo? Did it make a bingo?
No, it doesn't make a bingo. We can fit some things in to make it a bingo. What do we have to do to make it a bingo? Let's see.
I mean, we didn't talk about trains or tunnels.
We need to talk about a tunnel.
There's no tunnel to get the bingo.
We would need to talk about, we can't get the bingo, I don't think. Pretty close, though.
Wow. I feel like that's the closest we've come to bingo in, like, one story.
No, we could do, like, a cross bingo. I think someone is probably saying already on the podcast, we got some bad puns, we got some vampires, and I'm sure the episode title is somewhere in there, so
there's a bingo. Then ding, ding, ding. If you got yourself a bingo, you're a winner, baby.
We got a bingo. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's not every day we have a full bingo episode.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah. Wow. Romania really brought out all the stops. They said, we know what you like, and we're going to give it to you.
Uh-huh.
How considerate. Yeah. How absolutely considerate.
Thank you, Romania, for having so much content for us.
Thank you, Romania, for being a real star and honestly an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reason I chose Romania is because I was like, I don't, like, I had some stories I could do on the docket, but I was like, not any that I felt completely drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to a random place generator.
Oh my God.
I was like, give me a place. And it said Romania. And I was like, okay, like, Romania.
Right, easy. Also, Kylie is fully in the dark now.
I'm in the dark now because I didn't turn my lights on because it's scary time. Mm-hmm. Ew. And honestly, I'm surprised we haven't done more Dracula content.
Yeah, we should do more Dracula content.
I was very scared that we'd already done this. And I really looked into it and I was like, no, we really haven't.
You are so scared. Mm-hmm. Almost as scared as you are of Dracula.
Almost as scared. Not quite, but nearly.
Mm, almost as scared.
Yeah, we all know I have a fear of failure.
Mm-hmm.
The failure to know that I've already done a story and doing it again.
I feel like it's going to happen one of these days. Like, even if we check the fucking spreadsheet.
I know.
You know what? We could do a repeat. That's okay.
I mean, at this point, I'm sure that there are some people, even if they've heard every episode, could do a repeating.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can't remember, I'm sure you can't necessarily remember.
We sure as hell can't remember.
That's why we have a spreadsheet.
Yay, we got the spreadsheet. It helps.
We realized pretty quickly we would not remember, so we have a whole system. But yeah, it's a good one. It's a silly one.
Mm-hmm.
Corvin Castle.
Really gave it to us.
Carly, now I want to go to Romania.
Yeah, I mean, it looks beautiful. It looks really lovely. I feel like the castles out there are, like, real, like, medieval vibes. Like, real fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not, like, in ruins 1100s. Like, real, like, hardy castles. Yeah.
Real castles.
Mm-hmm. Back when castles were castles.
It's the real stuff.
The real deal.
My window is open, so there might be some vroomin out there.
Classic. And my window's open too. There might be some birds. That's what happens when it's summer, apparently.
We're gonna have the ambient noise in the background of some birds.
That's right. Just a bit.
Traffic outside.
Mm-hmm. You like it. It's like you're sitting here in the room with us.
You like it.
You like it. Stop saying you don't.
Ugh. Carly, I caught up on Succession.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I've wanted to talk about this so badly. Including Sunday's episode?
Yes.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. It was one of the best episodes of television I've ever seen in my life.
Like, yeah. Well, wild shit. We won't do any spoilies, but
no.
Yeah. Fuck.
I mean everyone is having this reaction because yes. It's the reaction to have.
Yes.
But I was like, just when I thought that they couldn't outdo themselves, they mm-hmm. really said, you want this? You
take want us this. Well, we'll do it. Just you sit down and watch it. I like kind Incredible. Of was spoiled for it just because I saw like sort of something about the episode, not like what actually happens, but I was like, oh shit.
Oh, okay.
Oh shit. Dang.
I had yeah. absolutely, I went in cold. Oh, I woke okay, up. Yeah. It was, I had been sick on Sunday. Uh-huh. So I woke up Monday. Uh-huh. I was like, huh, I could watch that.
Ooh.
I rolled over, turned it on, and went, oh my God.
Yeah.
I will never financially recover from this.
No. And no. We will not. So yeah, that's some wild shit. Yeah. So vague. I know. I was like, no spoilers.
I know. But we're just like, it's important we bring it up though because yeah. it's the best.
Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Mm-hmm. What else have I been watching recently? I've been watching the new season of Ted Lasso.
Oh, it's fine. Not.
It's fine. The most recent episode was Apple. I liked one thing that happened in it, and I was like, oh, mm-hmm. that's really cute. Mm-hmm. But everything else, it's fine. Mm-hmm. What else am I watching? I don't know. I haven't been watching a lot. I really need to figure my shit out. Wait, I watched a movie recently. What was it? I watched Don't Worry, Darling.
Oh, I did too. It's,
I finally watched it.
It's not great.
No, but it was so pretty.
It's so fucking long.
It's so long.
Glowing. Jesus Christ.
The first thing I said after finishing it, I was like, it could have been a half hour shorter.
Oh my God.
Easily.
So unnecessary.
Easily a half hour shorter. Yeah. And like, also, the big reveal was whatever. And like,
and then the more I think about it, I'm like, this makes no sense.
It made no sense.
I was like, okay, like, I mean, sure, but I don't understand, like, anything that was going on.
I know. I mean, we could probably spoil a little bit. If you don't want to talk about Don't Worry, Darling, yeah, skip ahead, like, 3 minutes. But, no, literally, I was like, the men die inside, they die in real life.
Yeah.
I'm like, how? How does that happen, but not for the women? And what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like Inception. If you die in the dream, you die in real life. If you That's die right. in the weird VR incel world, you die in yeah. real life.
If you die in Chris Pine's weird incel world, you die yeah. outside too. I mean, like, what in the fuck is happening?
The idea was interesting, but it was just like yeah. so long. I mean, Florence yeah. Pugh is a queen, but Harry Styles
she's the best can't
act for shit.
Harry Styles, it hurts me to look at him the whole time.
Oh my God, he literally. Like, okay, so Florence Pugh is a queen. I could, like, just, like, watch yeah. her forever. She's so,
she carries
like,
everything.
She's, like, shining. She's a star. And then Harry Styles Absolutely. Just has nothing. He's, like, a blank slate. I'm, like, how is he so, like, charismatic as, like, a singer that everyone fucking loves
I
him?
Know.
But he has, like, absolutely nothing on screen. I'm,
nothing
like,
to give.
Staring into a void. I'm so
sorry. It's got
nothing
going on between the years.
I'm so sorry, Harry Styles. You are not good as an actor.
I'm sorry, Harry Styles. And I'm sorry to this man.
There's a reason Christopher Nolan didn't let you do much in Dunkirk.
Literally, he was good at Dunkirk because he said three things and didn't do anything at all.
He was just like one of the nondescript white
nearby.
Boys. He's like, okay, yeah. I know which one that one is because it's Harry Styles, but otherwise,
it's Harry Styles
would not stand out.
Yeah. No, it was. I hated so much Olivia Wilde in it.
Mm.
She was bad in
it. I thought she was fine.
No, she was bad in it.
Oh, I thought she was fine.
Maybe I'm realizing I don't think I like her acting, just in general.
Oh, I don't have a problem with
but
her.
But I haven't watched enough to know if I like it or not, but I don't think I do. I
thought Chris Pine was great. I think he
Chris Pine was amazing.
Has a lot of, like, he's a star. It's just, like, in comparison to, like, him and Florence Pugh, you're like, Harry, what are you doing? What is your accent?
Yeah.
I don't understand. What
I don't get it.
Is happening.
Also, Nick Kroll was there, which was always weird to me.
Yeah, Nick Kroll was there, and he just, like, pulls me out of it. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but you can't just put Nick Kroll in something.
He just shows up. It was
my favorite. You can't do that. You can't do that to me.
Yeah, he's just like, it's me. Like, it's me, Nick Kroll.
Okay.
I love it so much. Mm-hmm. I think it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it could have been cool, but fucking sucked.
And it had, oh my god, what's her face? Kate Berlant, isn't it, too?
Oh, yeah, I love Kate her. Berlant. She's a star. We love her.
Speaking she's a star. I love everything she's in.
Yeah.
Always. And she's brilliant in it.
Because
she just is, you know, forever pregnant.
It's
it's so great.
Yeah, why not? Queen.
It's amazing.
Mm.
I know. Yeah, that's like, there's, I really, like, some of it, I agree with what everyone's saying. It looked cool as fuck. It made me go, whoa, I should rewatch Mad Men. Mm. But it did what so many other movies do way better.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just a weird movie trying to keep up in a Jordan Peele world,
like,
is what I think.
If it was,
that's how,
like,
I felt about it.
If it made sense, if
it
wasn't nonsense. Because I was even
it made sense and it was shorter in a good way.
Kind of for the first like hour, I was like, okay, I'm vibing. I like it. Harry Styles needs to be recast, but otherwise, like, this is kind of cool.
It was supposed to be Shia LaBeouf.
He would have been better. I mean,
I know.
There's some issues with Mr. Shia.
There's a problem because of Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, but that would have been better. It should have been, like, I don't know, who should it have been? Someone who isn't...
Could have been anyone!
Someone who's not just a void. I don't know. It looked cool.
Andrew Garfield.
I was vibing. Oh my god, yeah, Andrew Garfield.
That's a good one. Done.
What's his face? The one...
Chris Evans.
No,
done.
The Irish
Sold.
One.
Finished. Which
the
one?
Ginger with the dad. What the fuck is his name? The one who was in Harry Potter and Brooklyn and...
Oh my god! He would be great!
That's him.
We love him.
What the fuck's his name?
We talked about him recently.
We did. What is his name? He's come up. We were talking about...
We love him.
We're talking about he's hot.
Yeah, because he plays the hot Weasley brother.
He's the hot Weasley.
He's the dragon one, isn't he?
He has,
the dragon brother.
He has one of those names that I can't say very well.
I love him. He's so good in Brooklyn.
Yeah. We love him.
Yeah. He would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, honestly, like, you could have cast an unknown in that. Like, somebody who's not a name, and it would have been better. I mean, there's 100,000... There's a million actors who aren't big names who could have acted circles around that.
It was funny
and
when they uglyfied him, though.
He was the most hideous man I've seen in my life.
I know! It was horrifying.
It really made, like, it made my stomach churn.
Yeah.
I was shocked they could make such a beautiful face so ugly.
I was like, Flo, dump him. Why are you with this man?
Literally, I was like, Flo, he is a sewer rat.
Mm-hmm.
Or what Italian people call a shower rat.
Yeah.
It's not actually shower rat, but that's the dialect is show rat. It's like people who are grubby, like yucky.
Mm.
Yucky. And we always just say shower rat, and it's funny. Mm-hmm. And then I think of a rat who lives in a shower, and that's who I think of. I think of him in this movie. Shower rat.
Not showered.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So gross.
So
it was so, like, I guess they're the whole, like, movie, I don't know. I liked it until they were, like, revealing what the whole situation was, because I was like, yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to be afraid of the incels and what? Like,
you're like, okay, I'm already, like, I'm a little worried about the incels, but, like,
right?
I don't know. It didn't make any sense.
It was stupid. It
didn't fucking. It's so dumb. I was like, okay, I get it, but, like, you can't do a reveal that doesn't make sense when you look back at what has happened in the movie. I'm like, literally, there's so many plot points that I'm like, but why did mm-hmm. they do that? What is any
also,
of this?
They it just could don't have explain so the simulation cooler. In a way that makes sense.
No,
like,
it doesn't track.
Who
it.
Are all like who and who isn't part of the simulation? Like, mm-hmm. it made it seem like some of the people in it are not, you know, participants, are actually part of the simulation, but mm-hmm. they never really differentiate that. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the bus driver, for example. Yeah.
Who's
the bus driver? You're trying to tell me that. Is that, like, what does his day look like? His day, he's inside with the women when the men go to work.
Yeah, is he also an incel that just really wants to be a bus driver?
He does the night shift so he can do the day shift in the fun world.
He's like, I don't know, this is pretty cool. I could be a bus driver. I like it. I drive this cool little trolley around. It's cute.
He's an incel who dreams so small that his dream is to be the trolley driver.
Yeah.
Out to nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
He's like, all right, I'll have all the sexy wife. It's just like the Stepford Wives, but nonsense.
Exactly.
Like,
it's exactly that. Yeah.
It's like, what if we did a modern upgrade of the Stepford Wives, but made it, like, a weird Black Mirror episode that's way too long?
It literally was Black Mirror, but a movie, and there was no reason for it. If it was, like...
Yeah,
40 minutes, it probably would have been good.
Yeah, if it was like a 40-minute Black Mirror episode, I'd be like, yeah, that's cool, that's fun, all right, let's go.
Right? I'd be like, I get it, all right.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't poke holes in it because it's not a two-hour fucking slow-moving mm-hmm. trolley train of a piece of movie I have to watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Yeah.
That's our ripping to shreds, don't worry, darling corner. That's... Honestly, I enjoyed the media circus way more than I enjoyed the movie. Yeah. And I knew that would be the case. So
yeah, of course.
It's fine. If that movie gave us that media circus, I'm all right with it.
Carly, you know what I watched over the Easter
weekend?
I decided, because I was home alone for the Easter weekend, because my boyfriend was in... he was gone away for Easter and I had to work, so I had to stay here. So I decided to watch all of the Hunger Games movies.
You know what is so weird? I was just thinking yesterday, mm-hmm. I should watch those movies again.
They're pretty good. I honestly had a good time.
Okay.
They're about like fascism and how it's cool to fucking take down the man.
It feels good when you can watch it happen on the screen. It makes you think you can do it in real
life. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Jennifer Lawrence is pretty good. We like PETA. He's a little guy. We hate Gail.
Yeah, we do.
I fucking hate Gail.
It's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Just not good. I remember really thinking Elizabeth Banks is fun in that.
I love Elizabeth Banks.
She's great. We've
been kind of randomly watching episodes of Wet Hot American Summer, the like Netflix series.
She's so good.
I mean, I've watched a lot of Elizabeth Banks content actually lately. I've watched that and The Hunger Games, and I also we rewatched the Spider-Man. The Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies, and she's great in that too. She's like,
that's right.
She's like the secretary for J. Jonah Jameson, which is like the best part.
I forgot about that
at the Daily Bugle.
Oh my god,
yeah.
She has this staying power that like you'd forget about because she's so good.
She's great. She's just always like consistent. She's hilarious.
She's great. Mm-hmm. She's incredibly good in Pitch Perfect. Which is maybe something you won't get yourself into.
No, I am anti a cappella. I cannot do it.
I know. But to be honest, it's worth it for her. She's amazing.
No, I cannot sit through a cappella. It makes my ears bleed.
Yeah, it would. That's mm-hmm. exactly what it is. And it's a lot of Anna Kendrick for one person.
Yeah, that's a lot. I'll just, if I want Anna Kendrick, I'll watch Twilight.
Yeah, just do Twilight.
That's the right amount of Anna Kendrick.
It is the right amount of Anna Kendrick mm-hmm. for everyone. Yeah. Barely any. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just being a high schooler. Just being like, Bella, what the fuck? And I'm like, you know what, Anna Kendrick? You're right.
You're right, Anna Kendrick. What's going on?
You are correct.
What's going on here?
What is this girl doing? Right? Did she used to get her shit together? Speaking of Draculas, Carly, I have a question for you.
Yeah, Cecilia.
Carly, on a hot summer night, would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red roses?
Yes.
Would you say that to all the boys?
I bet you say that to all the boys.
I bet you say that to all the boys. Carly, have you seen any ghosts lately?
No, but I wish I had. Almost as much as I wish I had seen Meatloaf in real life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you could see, maybe, Carly, what if the first ghost you see is Meatloaf?
I was just about to say the same thing. I said maybe I haven't seen a ghost yet is because the ghost I'm waiting for is mm-hmm. Meatloaf. Mm-hmm. Hey, anything can happen if you let it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking those of good facts. Bears, I have a Smokey the Bear sticker on my phone.
Smokey the Bear. That's another good bear.
I love Smokey.
He helps us remember to not have forest fires.
Only you can prevent forest fires. ACAB right. does not include Smokey the Bear.
Correct. Cecilia, mm? I have a question for you.
Yes.
I'm just like wondering, have you seen any ghosts lately?
No.
Oh, dang.
Mm-mm. No.
All right, then, I guess.
All right, then, I guess.
All right, I guess, even.
Oh.
Womp womp.
There might be ghosts behind you. It's very dark.
It's very dark. If you see something behind me, just don't tell me. How about
okay.
that?
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
I'm too scared right now.
Deal.
Skewy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Cecilia, where can the good people of the world find us?
We're on the internet. We're at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod on Instagram. GhostsAreEverywhere@gmail.com. If you want to send us a little email, you can. You can give us 5 stars on whatever kind of podcast situation you got.
Yeah,
give us a little rating. Give us a review.
Rate and review, babe.
Tell us what you like. Don't tell us what you don't like. We don't take constructive criticism. We're perfect.
We're not asking. Thank you.
We're not asking for it. I don't care.
No, that's our boundary. Thank you.
This is my boundaries. My therapist said to make boundaries, and I'm saying that I don't want you to criticize me. So
that's right. I'm saying I want your praise.
That's healthy.
That's right.
We also are on. I'm doing this in such a weird order. We're doing. we're on TikTok. Also, at Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Yeah, we are.
We have a Patreon if you want to see our fucking B-reels and maybe get some content. If enough people, you know, subscribe on there, then we'll give you some exclusive content for you.
We'll give you some secret, decret, double-ecret content. Secret, decret. You'll love it.
You can be just like you can spy on us like that monk spied, and we will not brick you in. That's the Ghosts Are Everywhere, I promise.
Yeah, that's for sure the guarantee, is we promise to never brick you in.
We will not brick you in, only partly because we don't know how.
Also because we don't have the materials or the stamina.
I have one single brick, and that's not enough to brick someone in.
Right? In this economy, we don't have the means to brick mm-hmm. people in.
Yeah, I can't do that. Carly just be-reeled me.
I did. Just right. It's so real. And you could be so real with us, too, if you join the Patreon.
You
can find. We'll link it all.
Yeah.
In the show notes. We'll link mm-hmm. our link tree, and you can find all the places. Find us.
Find us.
Because you like it.
Go to Carly's show on Friday.
Yeah. I will also link that, too. Yeah.
It's on the 21st. April 21st, 2023.
You bet. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the bookend, Cecilia. Mm-hmm. And with that, we will see you next time, which is next week, because we love you. And you're welcome.
And we want to give you a kiss. Mwah. Mwah. Bye.
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 Bye-bye. You ready?
Testing, testing.
Sibilance, sibilance.
Didgeridoo.
Yeah.
No.
No, stop.